Here's the ball out towards Donaldson on the right-hand side. Now needs some help. Shinny's trying to make strides in there. Donaldson goes to ground, looking for a penalty. Flag goes up. Boyce to the spot. It's a penalty to Birmingham City. Donaldson drew the challenge. The defender obliged. And the referee blows the whistle. Boyce to the spot. Penalty to Blues. Can Caddis convert this? Whistle goes. Caddis runs up now. Right footed. Shot it. Goalkeeper guessed right, but he's found the back of the net. And Caddis runs away to celebrate. Congratulated by his teammates. I thought Silvestri might have just got across there in time. It's into the corner of the net, and Birmingham City have the lead. 1-0. Here's Byram sending across towards the danger zone, knocked away, still not properly clear, and his shot comes in, and there's the equaliser. It's a number seven, Luke Murphy. They couldn't hold out Birmingham City. They got the first cross clear. It fell to Luke Murphy, got power behind it, no time for Darren Randolph to react, and it flew into the net. It's 1-1 with five to go.
Well, Gary, how do you see that? I mean, a point is always good news on the road, but you had three in your grasp at one time.
Yeah, I think, if you forget the game and how it was played for 83 minutes, for us to get to that point and be 1-0 up, obviously disappointed we couldn't close the game out. But I think that would have probably been a very unfair reflection on the way the game went. I felt Leeds probably had maybe the better of the chances. I mean, they hit the woodwork once or twice. We hit the woodwork once, which I felt was a really crucial moment in the game. I think Stephen Gleeson swung a beautiful in-swinging crossing from the right-hand side, and Clayton's escaped his marker. I think should have scored, really, from 7 yards out with all the goal to aim at. Ends up hitting the post, and it goes across the goal out the other side. And I think at that point, to go 2-0 up would have been game over. But I think that, as I said, that would have been an unfair reflection. Didn't feel we played anywhere near as well as we can do today. Our defensive shape wasn't as good as I'd liked it to have been, and I felt it was too easy for Leeds to advance into our final third. Although, having said that, we had some bright moments on the ball and created some quite good opportunities first half, maybe from a little bit longer range than we'd like, and maybe should hit the target a few more times with some of those half chances. So I think it was a good point in the end, and to come to a hostile place like Elland Road on the back of our great run, to take a point, I'm not too disappointed.
I mean, there was a lot of being mentioned, particularly in the first half, maybe not quite so much in the second, but the first half you could have, maybe should have had more than one.
I think that was the problem we had. I think after, I think the first sort of 15 minutes, we didn't get out as much as we can. I think we invited a little bit of pressure. I thought Leeds went very direct today. It was quite unusual to see a Leeds side hitting quite so many big diagonals up to Morrison, and they did it quite well and made it hard for us, which was why we tried to make the team really as big as we could, because we didn't feel as though set pieces we defended well at all during the game, and that we felt that might be the only chance we got of losing it. So, but we had some good moments. We kept getting balls into Andy Shinney, but I just wanted a little bit more end product from really, our sort of four front forward thinking players, and perhaps didn't quite do enough today.
But on a positive side, if you maybe not quite what you want and yet you walk away with a point, it's never a bad thing.
No, that's great. That's why I'm relatively pleased. I'm disappointed in the way we conceded the goal. We gave it away in the middle of the park trying to overplay. We ended up allowing the cross to come in far too easily, and then we probably should have blocked the shot. But again, I try to view the game on an overall reflection of the 94 minutes. And we weren't at our best. But like you say, when you're not at your best, it's important you take points. And we nearly got three. We ended up getting one, so I'm quite pleased with that.